Blog Talk Radio.
It is Sunday night, and that familiar slap of the bass means it's time for the weekend wrap. Well, we have a little shortened program tonight. Mr. Scully was doing some things. We have a little shortened version of the weekend wrap, and we're going to start out with some straight talk with Mr. Ronnie Shields. So let's get right to the show. Let's get Ronnie on the air, and let's get this party started. All right, it's time for a little straight talk with Mr. Ronnie Shields. Ronnie, how are we doing tonight, my man?
Doing great, man, doing great.
Oh, hey, that's glad to hear. Man, we've had some good news. Heard there's some more fights being added to PBC. Heard a little bit more about some of the top five fighters and whatnot. So let's get right to it, Ronnie. One of the first things I want to talk about, and I was glad to hear it. We have another upcoming bout. You're going to see Mr. Terrence Crawford back in the ring. I don't know if this has been signed yet, but right now rumors are that he's going to be fighting Derry John on October 24th. Ronnie, what do you think about this matchup here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good matchup. Derry John is a very good fighter, and he should give Terrence Crawford a good fight, but I still think Terrence Crawford is the best right now at 140 pounds. So, but I think it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah, I'm glad to see this fight made. I think Terrence Crawford is one of the best guys out there right now, and I always love to see his fights. He's shown us that he can fight many styles, and Ronnie, talk to me a little bit about Terrence Crawford's mental, the mental aspect of Terrence Crawford. We've seen him fight different styles. We've seen not only him fight different styles, but adapt within the ring. Ronnie, is this natural or is this a learned ability?
No, it's a learned ability. I mean, you know, it's after you had so many fights, you know, you get to the point to where, you know, you really are comfortable with how you're doing in the ring, and it just come, you know, he just have a lot of natural ability, and he's shown throughout that, you know, he know how to take care of himself in the ring. He fights different styles, and he don't seem to have a problem with it. So, you know, he works on strictly natural ability.
Yeah, and not only that, but he's also very crowd pleasing. So you know, all that really makes I think it lines up for him to be a great champion, always having great bouts, and I'm really looking forward to this one. Ronnie, Floyd is really stirring up a big pot here, talking about his top five. Of course, you know, we've had every boxing writer, trainer, and everyone else weigh in on his top five. You know, especially with some of the omissions. For instance, Sugar Ray Robinson, for instance. Ronnie, now, you know, I remember Sugar Ray on Friday Night Fights. You know, I remember some of, you know, the legends, you know, the legendary parties and whatnot in New York. A lot of the different rumors and stories that float around Sugar Ray. Ronnie, now, what's your take on that? Do you think that Sugar Ray is one of the top five all-time greats, regardless of money, what Mayweather says?
Oh, I think without a doubt. You know, I mean, Sugar Ray Robinson is a guy, he moved from weight class to weight class, winning world titles. I mean, how can you not exclude a guy like that? I mean, you know, the guy was one of the best fighters in the world. Fight anybody, anywhere, anytime, name the place and the time, he's there. You know, I mean, that's just the way who he was. And, you know, I mean, great fighter. But you got to understand that, you know, Floyd isn't the guy to make up who's the best of the best. You know, Floyd has an opinion just like everybody else. So everybody don't agree with Floyd's opinion. But you know what? Somebody else may have a different set of five. So I think it's all about opinion. You know, we're all allowed to have an opinion. And people are mad because Floyd excluded, you know, several guys that they felt should have been, you know, in the top five. But it doesn't mean anything. It's just Floyd's opinion. Your opinion may be different. My opinion may be different. And a lot of other people's opinion may be different. So, but just because Floyd came out and gave out a top five, who he thought should have been his top five, I mean, people get all worked up over that. And, you know, he only given his opinion of what he thinks, you know. So, you know, since when is a man doesn't have an opinion anymore? I mean, it doesn't make sense, but only because it's Floyd, people are griping about it.
Yeah, I have to kind of agree with you there. I mean, you know, because it is a Floyd, I mean, it was his top five. There's a lot of people, you know, different top fives. just going over some of the top five that some of these other boxing writers and that have put in their top five. You know, there's a lot of them I disagree with too. But Ronnie, let's talk about the big story. Canelo Cotto finally signed. Press tour kicks off Monday right out here in L.A. Ronnie, what is this going to be? Do you think this fight is going to live up to the hype? And is Canelo really ready? Is Cotto really ready for Canelo?
Well, I think he's ready for him. I think it's going to be a good fight. You know, now it's just part of right now they getting the kicking out the press tour, so they have to, you know, they have to do their cities and do these different things, and you know, and once they get over with, then you know, of course the training starts. But look, it's a good fight. It's going to be an exciting fight, and I think it's going to be really good on pay per view. It's not going to break Floyd's pay per view record with Manny Pacquiao, but it should do, you know, at least maybe a million or two. I think it'll do a couple million, at least 2 million. I think that's what I believe. I think they'll do at least 2 million pay-per-views, if not a little bit more, you know, but because it's going to be a good fight. But you got to remember that, you know, when people spend money, they want to spend money on good quality fights because now they signed Golovkin and Lemieux. So some people may hold off on that one and wait for that one. I mean, I don't know. But their real boxing fans are definitely going to buy both. So, but I think people are excited by Canelo and Cotto. I don't think it's going to be the kind of fight that they could really be excited about because Cotto is not going to definitely stand up and go toe-to-toe with him like James Kirkland did. So if people are expecting that, then they got the wrong expectations because that's not going to happen.
No, I'm hoping that, you know, that people aren't thinking that. I'm also hoping that they're not looking for what we thought we were going to see with Floyd and Pacquiao. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, this is not going to be that type of fight. But Ronnie, something that I think that has been missing, and I see it's just starting here. The WBC has begun using VADA testing beginning October 3rd. Ronnie, should they, you know, So what's your opinion on that? I mean, should they have started sooner or, you know, now that they have started, you know, will this be a good thing?
Well, it's always a good thing when guys get tested. You know, I mean, they should have been done it, you know, as much money as they make, taking money off of every fight, whether it's a non-title fight or a title fight, you know, taking money from fighters that's fighting for these low-level titles. And, you know, they're making a lot of money. So it's about time. You know, it should have been implemented a long time ago, but, you know, now they decided to do it. But it's a good thing. You know, anything that brings something positive to the sport, you know, can't help but be a good thing. And this way guys know they can't cheat. And, you know, so I think it's great.
Yeah. You know, like you said, anytime you have testing and you know, you make sure the fighters are safe, I'm all for it, and I'm sure that the fans are all for it. But, Ronnie, like you said, I mean, you know, with all the money that they're charging the fighters, I think this was something that should have been implemented a long time ago. Ronnie, but getting back to the Canelo-Cotto fight, we have heard some, I guess, harsh remarks from some other middleweights, and I'm speaking mostly here of David Lemieux. David Lemieux says that Cotto should man up if he's going to be the middleweight champion fight middleweight. But, Ronnie, is that really in Cotto's best interest to fight at middleweight? I mean, you know, we all know that he's a smaller man. Shouldn't he stay down, like, around the junior middleweight area?
Well, the problem is he wants to be middleweight champion, but he don't want to fight middleweights. You know, and I understand everybody's concern because, look, he's not going to fight Cotto. Cotto is not going to fight Golovkin if he gets by Canelo. Everyone knows this because Golovkin is not going to go down past 160 to fight Cotto. So, you know, if Cotto wins, he'll get stripped of the belt. If Lemieux happens to beat, you know, to win and beat Triple G, then Cotto won't fight him either if he wins. And he won't go to 160. So it's a problem. It's a problem, but it's the WBC's fault because they let it happen. And they let it happen because of greed, because of money. So, you know, it's their problem. So, you know, Cotto is going to do what he does because they let him get away with it because of the almighty dollar. The almighty dollar means more than anyone's help. So that's what it is.
it sounds harsh when we put it in words like that, Ronnie. But I have to agree with you 100%. You know, like you said, you know, it's a money situation, and sometimes you know, money just doesn't take precedent. I mean, health doesn't take precedent over money. Ryan, let's stick it on this Triple G Lemieux fight here. Do you think? I mean, you know, Gennady says that, you know, that Lemieux is his toughest fight ever, but Abel seems to differ. Abel says that he thinks that Triple G's hardest fight or toughest fight was Curtis Stevens, just because of the style. And Curtis Stevens' ability. What do you think about that statement, Ronnie?
I think Abel is dreaming. You know, he might want to think that. I mean, and really and truly, maybe he thinks that. I mean, you know, I can't doubt that what he says isn't true. I mean, he knows that's his fighter. He studies these guys. And he probably thought because of Stevens' style that, you know, he presented a little bit more problems because Stevens can punch also. But Lemieux is a different animal, you know, and I think he probably said that because Lemieux, you know, he lacks defense. So he probably figured that, hey, it's going to only be a matter of time. Triple J hit him and go hit him and hurt him and knock him out. But on the flip side, you know, he maybe forgot that Lemieux can punch also with both hands. The kid is always in shape. He throws a lot of punches. So, look, this is going to be a tough fight. And I believe it's going to be a knockout one way or the other. But it's going to be a hard fight regardless.
I believe one of the things that Abel pointed out was how wide that David Lemieux throws his punches. And he was saying that he believes that Gennady, as soon as, you know, he tests Lemieux with one of those jabs, that, you know, David will kind of back up a little bit, as we've seen other fighters do in front of Triple G. But even though we have seen, you know, Lemieux may have throw his punches a little wide, but we know that for one thing, David Lemieux has a good chin. Ronnie, you know, are they underestimating Lemieux's ability?
Well, it kind of sounds like it, but I don't think Triple G is a guy to underestimate anybody. You know, I mean, I think Abel is just trying to get his guy to be confident that in his own abilities. And, you know, sometimes you have to tell the fighter, look, you know, the guy's this or he's that. But, you know, and not take away from his own confidence. But trust me, Triple G is going to get in the best shape he can possibly get in. And Lemieux is going to do the same. You know, I don't think either guy is going to disrespect the other. I think they both are going to be in tip-top shape. And I think they both are going to give it their all. But, you know, look, it's easy when you're looking at it on paper. You're going to do this or you're going to do that. But you just don't know exactly what the other guy is going to do. So as many times as you put it down on paper and in your mind how you think this fight is going to go, it may not go that way. So, you know, so you have to have something different in mind just in case it don't go the way you plan. So, but then again, you know, you do switch to plan B. If that doesn't work, then you're stuck. Because really in the sport of boxing, you know, A and B is it. You don't get a C.
That's an excellent way to put it, Ronnie. But let's talk a little bit more about some heavyweights here. Cruiserweights. The young man that you were talking about, Mr. Glowacki, you said was good friends with Mr. Spilka. He now wants to bring the PBC to Poland. Ronnie, what do you think the chances are of Mr. Glowacki bringing his next title fight to Poland? I mean, we've seen Deontay, you know, he's been in Alabama twice. PBC, international coverage here?
Hey, I mean, anything is possible. Look, I mean, the kid beat one of the best cruiserweights to ever lace on a pair of gloves, and I think he deserves to have a homecoming. So whether they work that out or not for him to fight on PBC in Poland, I don't know. That'd be something that, you know, Al Heyman and his crew would have to definitely approve along with the networks. But, you know, if anybody deserves to have a defense with his world title, it's definitely Glowacki in Poland. So I just, you know, I don't know, but it sounds good to me.
That's because your passport's up to date, Ron. You might have Mr. Spilker on the undercard. We know what the deal is here.
That'd be even better. You know, that'd be even better, you know. Hey, I get a chance to go to Poland again.
I hear you. You know, we've all been bashing this Berto Mayweather pay-per-view here. But we do have we found out one of the opening bouts for this was Johnny Gonzalez and Jonathan Oquendo. I'm sorry, Ronnie. What do you think of that fight? Do you think that's a good action fight? I mean, you know, especially considering the main event. Do you think this might be the hidden gem on that pay per view?
Well, I just think it's going to be a good pay-per-view all the way around. They're putting some good matchups together, something I think all fans will want to see. So why not? I mean, I think it's going to be good. And, you know, I think you have to have some good supporting bouts for when, you know, you're charging people anything over, $50 and over. I think you have to give people their money's worth. And, you know, you got to understand the smaller guys have fans too, and they're going to want to watch also. So why not?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We have another fight on here. Let's do a little bit of this undercard. We have talked a little bit about the Badu Jack and George Groves, but Vannis and Ishe Smith. Ronnie, is this kind of, you know, Vannis, we've seen Vannis, you know, on many stages, but is this kind of his last hurrah, especially in that junior middleweight division with the way things are tightening up?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're going to get so many chances. And, you know, the thing about Vannis is a really good fighter. But I predict Vannis. I think he will win this fight. But that fight is definitely not a part of the pay-per-view. That fight is going to be on Showtime Extreme, I believe. I think they're going to show that fight on Showtime Extreme. And then right afterwards, the pay-per-view would come on.
That sounds like a winner there. I'd like to watch that fight. But another good fight there is Roman Martinez, number three. He's going to be fighting Orlando Salido. It's for Martinez's title for the junior lightweight division. Ronnie, I know you don't fool around with too many of these young guys, but what do you think about that matchup?
Well, you know, I love this matchup because I do follow Salido. I've been following him for a while now. He's a really, really good fighter. And, you know, although he lost the last one, but this is a rematch. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a really good fight. And, you know, I think, you know, with a guy like Salido, you know, you can't never count this guy out. He loses and he comes back and he wins. He loses and he comes back and he wins. You know, that's just the kind of guy he is. You know, so you can't take it for granted.
Yes, you definitely, like you said, you know, this should be a very good fight. It'll be interesting, I'll put it like that. We also have some other fights here. Earl Spence Jr., we talked a little bit about him against Chris Van der Hearn, 10 rounds, welterweights. Ronnie, do you see any ceiling for this young Chris Errol Spence? This young man is impressive, and he seems to be on the quick path, let's say. Just judging his performance within the last year and a half, Ronnie, do you see any ceiling for him, and how soon do you think he'll be fighting, a higher tier of opponent?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, I hope they don't rush this young man. You know, he's a really good fighter, but, you know, sometimes when you rush a fighter, it doesn't do him any good because, you know, he has a really, really good style. He has a really good reputation, but sometimes when you rush these guys, and it's good that Floyd Mayweather would talk about him and stuff like that, but you know, sometimes though, you know, if a kid ain't ready for that part of the competition, you know, for that level of competition, then what's going to happen to him? He's going to be heartbroken, and then you know, it can really, really hurt his career. So I'd like to see him fight a few fights before he stepped to the top, you know, before he start fighting the top five guys, you know. And, you know, I don't think he's ready right now for Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman is really, really good and confident and, you know, and I would want to see him fight Keith Thurman right now. I think you have to wait for that fight, let Keith go on about his business for a little while, and sooner or later down the line, the fight will be ready made for him in the next year or two. But I think when you get these young kids and you rush them, you know, then, you know, they have a tendency to, you know, to just fall by the wayside. And Errol is such a good fighter. I don't want to see that happen to him. So I just think that, you know, the two opponents he's fighting right now, you got to keep him at that level right now. And then, because Errol can really be a superstar, he can be the next guy that's making the money like Floyd Mayweather. But, you know, still, it all depends on the level of opponents you put him in with. If you try to rush him too fast and he ain't ready for it, it can destroy his career. So, you know, but I got the utmost confidence in all the guys that's around him, that's working with him. They know what they're doing. And so I don't expect that they're going to rush him.
Now, Ronnie, see, now, the words that you just uttered there against Errol Spence, I feel the same way about Keith Thurman. Especially when he keeps calling Floyd out. Now, I don't believe that this is going to be Floyd's last fight. You know, I might be wrong, but I just can't believe that he's going to go out fighting an Andre Berto. But I have the same fear for Keith Thurman if he were to fight a Floyd Mayweather. Ronnie, do you think that Keith is ready to fight Floyd? And should, you know, I mean, you know, do you think that there's a possibility, if there's a 50 or 51st fight, that maybe there will be a Keith Thurman Floyd Mayweather matchup?
Well, I think you have to understand that Keith Thurman is not a young, he's not as young as Errol Spence. Keith has fought some good fighters already, you know, and Keith is an interim champion. So when you get to that level, you know, you can't go back down. You know, Keith is at the top now. You know, and why not fight a Floyd Mayweather? I think for a guy like Keith Thurman, you know, I think it's a perfect fight for him to fight a guy like Floyd to test his skill. Understand something. In this day and age, it's very difficult to go undefeated in the sport of boxing for as long as Floyd Mayweather has done. But let me, you know, I think people underestimate the power and the determination of a guy like Keith Thurman. And I would love to see him fight Floyd Mayweather, because, look, if Floyd's going to continue to fight, you know, he may slip up, and then you know what? Keith is going to be the next guy to do it. So I just think that, you know, I mean, I would love that fight just because I think, you know, Keith is ready for it. He's definitely ready for that kind of fight. I don't think they rush Keith. I mean, I think Keith, you know, look, let me tell you something. Keith can fight Sean Porter. You know, he can fight Devin Alexander. He can fight Amir Khan. He can fight all those guys, you know. And I think he can beat them. But the point is, these guys don't want to fight him. Keith has to fight somebody, you know, and somebody has to fight Keith. But who's going to be the one to step up and say, you know what, I'm next in line for Keith Thurman, you know? And if it is Floyd Mayweather, I think it'll be a great fight.
I think the only thing that's really stopping that fight, you know, I mean, I used to say it was because Keith didn't have the name, but, you know, now that you see Floyd fighting Andre Berto, I mean, you know, you can't use that excuse anymore either. So, you know, maybe that is something that's on the cards, but, you know, like I said, I just can't see this being Floyd's last fight. Ronnie, do you think that this is seriously going to be Floyd's ride off into the sunset, Andre Berto?
Well, you know, You know what, to tell you the truth, I do hope so. I hope it is Floyd's last fight. You know, I just think that a person can only go so far in the sport. And, you know, I think Floyd has gone as far as he can possibly go. 49 victories, that's a great feat. You know, and I don't think you can do any better than that. But, look, you know, he's already accomplished so much in the sport of boxing. There's nothing more for him to accomplish. So why would he want to continue to do that? You know, and look, if he loses, people will laugh and say this and say that. And you know what? He can have the biggest laugh because of all the money he's made. Nobody's going to touch that. So why should he even consider fighting again? He doesn't have to. Well, where's the motivation going to be? And that's the thing. I don't see how he can get motivated unless you're paying him another $100 million.
Well,
and
I mean,
I don't see that happening.
I think that part is a given. We know Floyd is going to fight. He's not going to fight for anything less. So, you know, I just don't see that happening. Ronnie, Tuesday, September 8th, Austin Trout returns to the ring. He's going to be fighting Mr. Joey Hernandez. He's going to be right up here in Hollywood, California, Fox Sports 1. Ronnie, your thoughts on Mr. Trout? Does he still have enough left to make a title push?
Absolutely. Austin Trout is a really good fighter. You know, I mean, look, he only had two losses by two of the top guys in the world. You know, Arislande Lara and Canelo Alvarez. That's it. You know, so why not? You know, Austin Trout is a really good fighter. And I'm glad to see the fights back on Fox Sports 1, but on Tuesday nights, that's even better. You know, I mean, I've always enjoyed the Tuesday night fights along with so many other people. You know, and I'm so glad they're doing it on Tuesday, because Tuesday nights are really open now that football season get ready to start. You know, we can't, you know, you can't have it go up against Monday night football. But Tuesday night, man, you know, I remember the old USA fights on Tuesday nights. Perfect. Everybody wanted to see them. You know, the ratings was always great. So I hope they can recapture that, because Tuesday is really, really good.
Ronnie, you know you're telegraphing your age to everyone now when you talk about Tuesday night fights.
You know? That's all right. I'm proud of my age.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. But on the other end of that fight, we have Jorge Lora against Jesus Rojas. Ronnie, it's been a little time for Lora too. Is it? He's a junior featherweight, another one of those little guys. But you know, with some of these, you know, with the PBC card and all these little guys starting to make noise, is it time for Lora to start, you know, making his push if he's going to be a serious contender?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I don't know much about him, but again, you know, I rarely watch these small guys because I don't have anybody that small. But, you know, but hey, you know, more power to him. I hope he get himself together and, you know, use the PBC as a tool to get to the world championship.
Now, Ronnie, we see, you know, PBC, we're talking about PBC now. They've added 8 more bouts. We've also seen, you know, some of these other smaller networks start getting involved, Bounce and whatnot. Ronnie, is there still, you know, yet and still we're hearing this argument about, you know, how PBC is diluting the sport, and you know, Al Haymon is going to be the cause of the death of boxing. Ronnie, you know, is it time for all these critics to just shut the hell up and enjoy the damn sport?
Well, you know, I think that's just the critics that's out there spreading those rumors. But all you got to do is look at the viewership. The viewership is great for the PBC. People are loving it. And as long as people watch, PBC is going to be around. So I don't, you know, I don't listen to the critics. You know, I look at the numbers. The numbers tell the whole story. And that's all you got to do. Just look at the numbers, you know. It ain't just about what the critics say. The critics don't care because they are paid to say one thing and that's to say negative things about the PBC. And who cares, man? People are watching, and that's the most important thing. And boxing is doing great these days, and, you know, and people are going to keep loving the sport. So I just think that, you know, the critics are who they are, and just let them be who they're going to be.
That's a good way to put it. Sunday, September 2nd, Corpus Christi, Anthony Durrell, Marco Antonio.
September 6th,
yeah. It's on a Sunday. Ronnie, what do you think about this rematch? What do you think about this rematch here? And this is kind of like, well, no, Texas is big. This isn't your backyard, is it?
Well, it's not my backyard, but I'll be there. I got two guys on the card of that show. But I think Durrell and Rubio, the rematch, I think Durrell will win again. You know, I know Rubio went and had Nacho Beristain. But, you know, but look, Durrell is a good boxer. He knows what he's doing. And Rubio can only fight one way. Once Durrell figured that out again, you know, I don't see, you know, Rubio, he's a good little puncher at times. But I just don't see him catching, you know, with Durrell with anything. It's going to be an exciting fight, though. It's going to be a good fight. But I expect Durrell to win the decision.
Yeah. You know, I think it's going to be a very good fight, but I'm also looking for Durrell to take this again. Ronnie, who's your two fighters on that card?
Cowboy Ryan Carr and Ricky Edwards.
Do you have any details for us who their opponents are? And are we going to see Cowboy in a 10-rounder or an 8-rounder?
Oh, no. Cowboy's still in 6-round territory right there.
I'm sorry. I think I'm thinking about Steve.
Yeah, Steve Lovett. No, Steve is not on that card. Not just yet. Steve is not going to go until October. Cowboy is going to fight this kid named Enrique Alvarez. This kid is undefeated. He's 6-0, and he's a really, really good fighter. You know, and it's a step up fight for Cowboy. You know, and you know this kid is a 6-0. He got 4 KOs, and he's from McAllen, Texas. So, you know, so this will be a good fight for Cowboy. He can really step up with this guy and hopefully, you know, come out with the victory. You know, he's always in shape, Cowboy I'm talking about, and he wants to fight the best guys that's out there. So being that he's fighting an undefeated guy, hey, that's perfect for him. And when Ricky Atwood, he fought a guy named Marco Antonio Solis. He's from Round Rock, Texas. This guy has 3 wins and 1 loss. And, you know, a really good record also. You know, Ricky is, this will be my 35 with Ricky. Ricky is a good boxer. No puncher, but good boxer. And, you know, so this is a step up for him also. So, you know, good fights, good fighters. And we're just looking forward to September the 6th.
Yeah, you know, we're always aware of all your good young fighters. Ronnie, you seem to have developed quite a stable of young and upcoming prospects. So, you know, we know that you have a lot of expectations for that crew of yours. Now, speaking of that, you know, we're finally getting the match that we want here that we've been talking about for quite a while. K-9 against Charlo Twins.
With Jamal.
Jamal. So, Ryan, this fight has been almost, what, 2 years in the making? Are we finally going to get to see this fight, Ryan?
Well, you know, the best thing is, you know, that we're preparing for the fight. You know, Jamal has had three title fights that didn't happen when it was supposed to happen. You know, the first one with Carlos Delano didn't happen. Then, you know, the second one with K-9 didn't happen. Now, you know, because K-9 got cut in training. Now, this one, you know, this is the third time, you know. So hopefully, you know, both guys stay healthy and we, you know, we do it on September the 12th on NBC.
This is going to be, is this going to be at Foxwoods? I see it's going to be in Connecticut.
Yes,
is this a
yes,
Foxwoods fight?
Yes, it is. Oh, okay. It's going to be at Foxwoods.
Okay, so I'm sure Mr. Scully will have something going on up there at the same time. And I know that, man, that would be a good time to see you and Scully at the same time. But so any of our fans that are listening, make sure you get to Foxwoods. You get to see Mr. Ronnie Shields and the Iceman all at the same time. But, Ronnie, let's talk a little bit more about what you have coming up in for the rest of the year, as far as some of your prospects. What do you have? Who do you have? You know, we know you have Mr. Spilka. You mentioned Steve Lovett. Some other ones, Ryan. Do you have anybody coming up on some of these up and coming cards that we should look forward to?
Yes, Evan Rodriguez is gonna. He's going to headline a show on October the 10th. And I think it's going to be at Foxwood again. I'm not sure. But, you know, lining up an opponent for him right now. You know, we got a couple really good opponents lined up. And hopefully, you know, it works out that we, you know, we got a couple undefeated guys we're looking at right now. So hopefully, you know, it works out, and we get the one that we want, and we really think it's going to be really good. So then that's on October the 10th.
Okay, all right. Now, I'm just looking at some of these other fights that we have coming up here. Ronnie, October 3rd, Louis Matisse against Victor Postol, right out here in Carson, California. Junior middleweight for the WBC title. The WBC or one of the organizations stripped from Floyd. Ronnie, what do you think about this matchup, Matisse Postol?
Well, you know, that's going to be 140 pounds. Yeah, that's 140 pounds. That's for the 140 pound belt, but. I mean, you know, I think it's a good fight. I mean, both guys are really good. And I think that, it's a good fight. So, but I like Matisse in this fight just for the simple reason that I think he's, you know, he's the more experienced guy. And I just think he's just all-around better fighter. But it's a tough fight, though. I think it's a really tough fight.
Yeah, this might be a StubHub, and you know, hey, if Carson just see, it seems like the StubHub just brings out the best in the fighters. I don't know what it is about the environment, the fans, exactly what it is, but StubHub, we've had some very good matches out here. Ronnie, they moved the match. We were talking about Andy Lee a little while ago, talking about, you know, we were talking about Emmanuel Stewart and some of the fighters that he brought up. We spoke of Andy. Andy's fight has been moved to Manchester from Ireland. Ronnie, there seems to be a little apprehension as far as Andy's concerned, moving a fight from Ireland to Manchester. But You know, this guy, Billy Joel Sanders, he's ranked number 5 in the middleweight division. Ronnie, what do you think of this matchup here? Andy Lee being the WBO champion and having his first title defense in Manchester against Billy Joel Sanders. Ronnie?
Hello, hello. Hello. Not even having trouble with that Block Talk radio. They've been having trouble with the radio.
Hello? Well, it seems like we've lost contact here. Let's see if I can get Ronnie back in the queue.
Hello? 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 James. Hello? 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 I can hear you moving around.
Hello, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Are you back here, Ronnie?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Well, we seem to be having some trouble with Blog Talk Radio tonight.
Can you hear me?
Not exactly sure what's going on.
Hello? Hello? Can't hear him, but he can't hear me. That's why I didn't do the show the other night, that they had trouble with that Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we seem to be having some trouble with Blog Talk Radio here. I don't exactly know what's going on. Glad to have you listen to our show tonight. Sorry we missed Mr. John Scully, but hopefully Blog Talk Radio will get to act back together, and we'll see you here next week on the Pugilist Corner. Have a great night, everyone, and we'll see you next week.